It's 9:15. Sandberg, introduce our guest.
We have Audrey Peterson. She is in studio. She's a young aspiring broadcaster.
From Loras, right?
Yes, sir.
When prior to that, she was at New Trier broadcasting there.
And are you looking to get into sports broadcasting?
Yes. Well, that and entertainment and variety. Really anything, honestly.
And what year are you at Loras?
I'm a junior.
Okay. And your dad knows Dave Ennett?
Yes, he does. Shout out to my dad.
Yeah, he's listening. She would not let him come up today, so.
And where is he? In the lobby?
Yep.
What's your dad's name?
Sean Peterson.
Okay, well, I can't. Why? He could have come up.
Okay. Dad, you can come up.
Well, that's too late now.
Yeah, security won't let him up now.
He probably heard my assessment of a cold water bottle and a blanket.
Yeah, he's right. Probably said, maybe I'll just stay down here.
And Audrey has been listening to Dave Ennett for a long time.
Yes, I have. He's a really, really great sports broadcaster.
He's a good guy,
too. Thank you very much, yeah. Audrey.
He's a good guy as well. All right, so tell me about Loras. Loras is a small liberal arts school, right?
Yes, sir. So it's about 1,600 students. It's a lot of our population, funny enough, is from Chicago, all around Iowa, and then Wisconsin. But we also have some people from California and surrounding states like that. But it's a really good school because we have a top media studies program, and shout out to anyone from Loras listening, but the way that we started this radio station, we had a radio station before I even came to Loras, and then they shut it down like the year I was looking at Loras. So I come to the what's it called? It's not orientation, but it's a visit day.
Yeah.
It's my junior year, and I'm like, maybe they have a radio station. And turns out they didn't at the time. Flash forward to my sophomore year, first semester, there is a student. His name is Xavier Sanchez. Shout out to Xavier if you're listening. He came to one of our professors because we were in some media classes together and said, well, there's no radio station. We need a radio station because we already have a TV station that's nationally
ranked. So Loras put a radio station in?
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a radio station now. And we've been on the air for about, I'd say, 2.5 months. And it's been a roller coaster. We were going to be on air second semester last year.
Well, that's great.
But we had some technical problems.
I'm telling you, even in regular radio, there's a lot of roller coaster technical difficulty. So
every morning, starting at 6 a.m.
Every single morning.
Dave.
Oh, so, Audrey, tell me about your connection with Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, so I emailed the Ryan Seacrest show not too long ago.
The Ryan Seacrest radio show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I emailed them in March thinking, well, they're a media conglomerate. They're not going to email some 21-year-old junior from Loras College back.
And you were wrong?
I was wrong, Steve. I woke up to a text. Let me get this text up because...
Ryan Seacrest himself?
No, from another co-DJ. I'm trying to find
it. Okay.
But I woke up to this text last week.
Try to think who's on that show. Tanya Rad?
Tanya Rad, Patty, and Sissany.
Yeah,
and
it's a good group.
Yeah, and...
This is Kiss FM in L.A.?
Yeah, so I wake up to a text at 7:29 a.m. on April 11th.
Okay.
Hello, Audrey. I wake up groggy. Who is this? Patty from the Ryan Seacrest Show. We would love to have you chat with Ryan. I was like, wait, what? What's going on? Okay. On the phone this morning? Okay. So it was
so did you end up on the show?
Yeah. So they recorded me and I was on there
How
on Monday
cool is
morning.
That?
That is now, no offense to you, Steve, and you, Dave, on it. But that is really cool that you were on with Ryan Seacrest.
It was pretty.
Would you rather be on with Ryan Seacrest?
No, this is where I want to be too.
Yeah, this is where she wants to be. I'm just saying that he's got the whole. You know, Steve was considered to host American Idol, but then Ryan got them.
Actually, Audrey, I had an opportunity to, be Ryan's friend, and I made a big mistake. I was doing a syndicated show almost 20 years ago now, when Ryan was a local DJ in LA before American Idol. And he knew of me and wanted to meet me when I was in town. And I went, I got to get to LAX. Tell Ryan hello, and I'll see him next time I'm in town. And we didn't see each other again until 10 years later when he was the most important man in show business.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. What it really is impressive, though, is that Audrey is a good example of somebody who what's the harm in reaching out
absolutely
and trying to get what you want, right. You know?
I think it's a great story.
Well, I think the cool thing about college radio and just high school radio, too, is you can really do what you want with radio, you know, in general.
Yeah, but you have to give yourself credit. You have to have the guts to ask and maybe hear the word no. But you know what you want. You keep asking, keep pushing. I mean, you're going to be a star.
Thank you, Steve. I would love to talk about my show for a little bit. So my show is Dewey's Playhouse. Dewey's our mascot, Dewey the Dewhawk.
Oh, okay.
And I have had the pleasure of playing some music, having some guests. I've had 4 guests up until this point. Our dean of students has been on my show. A friend of mine, shout out Taylor Brooks, she's a senior at Loras who just finished her senior season on the women's basketball team. She came on, and the coolest thing, honestly, about having a radio show is bringing your friends on and kind of showing them what.
No, you're right. It's the only way I operate.
You're really speaking.
If it wasn't for my friends, we'd have no guests.
Hashtag John DeCoss.
So
Doc Most.
She came on and we just talked about her season, and she was my orientation leader when I came into Loras, and so we built a friendship off that. And then she came on my show, and then I had our disability services director to talk about Autism Acceptance Month, because Loras, for those students that need the help, have an awesome Autism Acceptance Program.
That's great.
And then I have had, who else have I had? I had a student author come on our show.
So when is your show on?
So it's Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Sometimes we go to 3:30 for
We got to get you more airtime. Fridays from 2 to 3.
That's a great time slot, though.
It is good.
You're kicking off your Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
When's Ryan Seacrest going to be on?
I would love to have him on. Shout out to Ryan.
You know, I was going to get him on this show.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm doing a show at Loras.
Yeah.
And I don't have time for you, Steve.
Audrey, when you play music, what kind of music do you play?
Oh, I love Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. We're listening to
her. Oh, are you both Swifties?
Yeah, we are. New album's coming out on April 26th. I cannot wait.
I know. The new music.
Yeah, this is
it's going to be good.
Well, Audrey, will you hang around a little bit? We got to take a break, but will you hang around?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, hang around. And stop calling me sir. We got some sound to get to in a little bit, and people continue to crush me online. 815, hey, moron, your body constantly generates heat, and a blanket prevents that heat from floating away. Since a water bottle doesn't generate heat, a blanket won't warm a bottle. Duh. Hey, Mr. Science, what are your thoughts about weather and the earth being flat?
People are cruel.
847, Steve, when you do this, you should have a second equally cold bottle of water that's not under the blanket for a comparison. Hey, Michael, we're going to need 2 bottles of water.
Take the temperature of both of them at the beginning of the answer.
By the way, does it matter what kind of blanket it is? Like a wool blanket or a cotton blanket? Does that matter?
I don't think so. I think they're both insulating. Yeah.
Okay. Steve, you're going to need 2 bottles of water, blah, blah, blah. Take the temperature of both. So a couple people are bringing up that idea. 847, a heart beats to boil your body's blood. A bottle's heart is dead. All right. 630, hey, I'm just a good-looking man. I'm so hot to begin with, I don't need a blanket. All right, so the listeners keep coming with the great science experiment. Because basically tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to prove that I'm an idiot tomorrow live on the show. For those of you who still may have some doubts. Texter from the 630, hey, Steve, your show makes me want a day drink.
Wait, and they used a clown emoji and a beer emoji.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see what else I have here. 630, Steve, you're awesome, and I truly love listening to you. Well, that's very nice. 414, a thick, dense blanket will keep something warmer or colder. Think your skull, Steve. Stick a thermometer in my ear, get the temperature there. And then 630, don't worry, Steve, I think you're smart, .. enough. Smart enough to host a talk show. I think it ends there for me. Don't forget, tomorrow, the big science experiment, where I will prove everyone else on the planet wrong with my incredible theory of how a water bottle gets warmer under a blanket.
You know how you get an Easter egg sucked into a milk bottle?
What?
Could do that, too.
What? Steve's science experiments. I think this has got potential. Our friend Audrey Peterson's here. She does a show at Loras. When again?
So it's on Friday. Well,
let me get your mic on. Sorry about that. Say it again.
It's all good. It's from Fridays from 2 p.m. until 3 p.m., but sometimes if we're having a little fun, we'll go over a little bit to 3:30, but it's usually 2 to 3 on Friday afternoons.
What station?
KLCR.org, so we're only online. But it's K is in Karen, L is in Love, C is in Charlie, R is in Rose.org. And you might need to refresh the page a little bit when you're listening because we're still figuring out some technical problems. But
yeah, but it could be because you're very popular and people
yeah,
can't get in.
A lot of people
right?
are jamming the stream.
That's what happens.
But one thing I would also like to say is just listening to your show in the mornings is really fun for me.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Dave Bennett also does a really great job for football and basketball. I'm always tuning in.
Well, your dad was a Northwestern guy, right?
Yes, sir. He played in 81. Or I think he graduated in 85. But he...
So you never got a chance to call any of his games?
No, no. He was.
But if you did, what would it have sounded like?
Hell, it would have sounded. It would have sounded. There's Audrey's dad with a shot. How would I have
known
that?
Basketball or football?
Basketball.
He played basketball.
Yeah.
Does he still shoot around a little bit?
He coaches the girls' sixth grade team, I think.
Okay. Hey, that is, yeah. Some would say,
demanding.
Sometimes more challenging than
yeah.
some college players. So.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, he's a good guy. Shout out to my dad and my mom.
You have other brothers and sisters?
I have a little brother at New Trier. His name's Lank. He's a sophomore.
What is his name?
Langston.
Oh, Langston. Got it.
But,
well, that's cool.
I wanted him to do radio in New Trier, but he's like, Audrey, I don't want to do what you did. Like...
he's like, carving out his own niche.
Yeah, I mean, it's safe to say he's doing really well there, but high school radio was so unique in that.
Well, New Trier's crazy, right?
Yeah.
They have full TV and radio studios.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like 4,400 kids at that school. So.
I mean, Neuqua Valley out at Naperville and some of the really nice suburban schools have facilities that professional outlets don't have.
Right.
It's, I mean, where I can't, like, my high school radio station, we were on the fourth floor. Microphones like these, so I'm like, I'm only 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, Audrey, he knew
on?
That she was
and
doing
by the way,
something special.
By the way, this millions and millions of dollars put into this place is also an exception to the rule. So when you get out and you get your own professional gig going, don't be depressed if it's in a closet, you know, with broken down equipment.
I will say, though, that one of the highlights of my high school career was interviewing Rocky Wirtz in your Chicago podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Rock's wow. a good man.
That was really, really fun.
Did he give you any money? No, yeah, he's very rich. He's very rich.
I got to pet his dogs, though, so I will
oh,
say
he brought
that.
The dogs.
That's a big deal.
Wow. And
I had a college soccer player. Shout out to Elise Scott. She played for Auburn University. She graduated a couple years ago, but she's one of my friends, and she rocked it. She came on the phone, and then some other people like that.
Let me tell you something, Audrey. You keep this up. You may be doing the morning show here after
yeah,
our science experiment.
That's right. there's a listener from the 630. Don't tell my fiance, but I may have a little crush on Audrey. She's got such positive energy, and I think you should have her on more often.
Isn't that nice? Well, that's very nice.
That's very sweet.
847, Ryan Seacrest was so nice to Audrey because he remembered how crappy Steve treated him. Yeah, blankets, bottles. The Steve Cochran Science Experiment is on for tomorrow. Somebody said an electric blanket would prove my theory.
I think Dave Bennett said
that. No, but somebody on the text line.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like Dave Bennett has an edge.
Did you think of that, or were you just being a...
I think you're right, Audrey.
Were you being a smartass, or did you actually think about it? Because you went to Northwestern.
Yeah, but that's...
That was when they would take anybody?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Dave, when you were at Northwestern doing radio, what was your highlight of your radio career there and here?
Did you do radio at Northwestern?
Did
they have radio stations at Northwestern?
Yeah, they did. Really? They still do. Yeah, I did, let's see.
Were
I,
you a DJ?
No, I did news and sports.
Okay.
And I did a basketball game where we beat the number that I think they were number two in the country, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
a big deal. Did you have a radio name like Dr. Dave? I think that would have been cool.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Steve 872 just got back from Rochester. You suck way less than they do. We could throw out topics that will affect the world, and it just gets crickets.
Yes.
I make a slight mistake in a fundamental of physics that every sixth grader should understand, and the text is on fire.
Well, so it wasn't really a mistake. You knew what you were saying, but you wanted to kind of get the conversation going and teach people something.
Man, we'll find out tomorrow, won't we?
Yeah.
Steve, have you ever seen the rubber or foam insulator can holders that everybody uses?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
The cozies? Koozies,
yeah,
I mean?
Koozies.
Yeah. Koozies? What do you think they do? I think it's been proven that koozies warm your beer.
Can I tell you something? Our next guest is John Williams. You know him from our afternoon host, and he said that he knew that you were wrong about the water bottle because Thomas Jefferson told him.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
He's working at a plug every chance he gets, isn't he?
Yeah.
We'll come back with the headlines in a second.
Thank you so much for having me.
Audrey, you're not done yet. Hang out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Just hang out. 9:33, headlines in a moment on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
You know what we forgot to do is give an answer to the Sox question this morning. Remember when Sammy was in here?
Oh, we had a winner.
White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson leads the American League with a .418 batting average. Last Sox hitter to lead the AL batting average after a full season. Dave?
I'm going to say Frank Thomas.
That's exactly right. .347. Right now, Tim Anderson hitting .418. You know, last time I hit .418? Wiffle ball. 1975.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, look, wiffle ball is underrated as a skill.
Who am I kidding? I was 14 then. I was probably playing wiffle ball in 1973.
You're right.
You said 14-year-old out in the backyard playing wiffle ball? Well, I guess that's not that bad.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. Our friend Audrey, I'm going to get to John Williams, a struggling young broadcaster here in just a second, but first the professional, Audrey Peterson. And Audrey, I know you got to go, but let's plug you one more time. You're going to be at Loras. You're going back to school today.
Yes, sir.
And you're on the radio station, so I'm paying attention. KLCR.org. Now, when I went to college at Ithaca College in 1980, we were on a thing called carrier current, which meant you could only be heard in the dorms. You could be heard anywhere in the world.
Yes, sir. So the cool thing about only being online is you can get it on your phone, your laptop,
anywhere,
yeah. Anywhere,
anywhere. I
mean, if you're sitting in your office.
Anywhere.
It's 2 p.m. on Friday, and you need to pick me up, tune in to do his playoffs.
Your dad can hear you.
Yeah, he can hear me. He's just, you know, he can be driving down the road.
That's what we're talking about.
I just wanted to say thank you for having me on air, because it's such an honor to come into a show like yours. And
well, that's very nice of you to say. Will you come see us again?
Oh, yeah, for
sure. All right, go back to Loras, learn more, and come back and steal a job.
Okay.
Thank you, Audrey, for coming.
Thank you so much for coming. And my dad, actually, texted me a question for Dave for a
little bit. Go ahead. What's the question?
So, can you predict the NU football season? What do you think is going to happen for you and Ted and also the team?
Well,
Big Ten next season.
No pressure here.
Big Ten next season. How's Northwestern going to do?
I think, in my mind, they once again should have a great chance to win the West.
Vastly improved, and they were great last year.
I think they're going to be a little better this year.
So
I really do.
So
I will say Hunter Johnson's coming in, so we'll see how that...
Look at you.
Hasn't been named the starter yet.
Look at you.
And then Coach Fitz. Shout out to him.
Oh, you know what we got to do is get Audrey on when Coach Fitz is on.
I had a dream about Coach Fitz last night. He was yelling at me at a spring game because I wasn't following instructions.
You know, that sounds like Coach Fitz.
It was so stressful.
That does sound like Coach Fitz. All right, Audrey, be well. Have a great time at school.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Let's get...
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Thank you.